कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम चंद्र इस्कान वृंदावन। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 8th चैप्टर एंड द वर्स नंबर 29। द कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल, लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोज द यूनिवर्सल फॉर। The chapter is entitled Lord Krishna Shows Universal Path. Today also there are many auspicious days. The most auspicious days are day of Madhvendrapuri, Parameshwari Das Thakur, and then we have appearance of Radha Raman Dev Ji for Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And the most blessed and powerful Acharya Srinivas Thakurji. So we have a lot today to accomplish. So we are reading the verse right now. Vatsan munchan kvachida samya karosha sanjata hasa. Steyam swadvati attha dadipaya kalpitai. Stai yogai iske saath hai. Marakam bhoksham vihajati sa chetanati bhandam vinanti. द्रव्यालभ्यः सग्रह कुपितो याति उपक्रोश्यतो कान्। So we are just going directly to the verse because we have a lot to cover today. Now these, I'm just reading the translation for this verse by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. Our dear friend Yashoda, the gopis are coming to complain about the naughty activities of Krishna to Mother Yashoda. Oh, our dear friend Yashoda, they are saying our dear friend Yashoda. It means they are not coming for complaint. They are coming simply to see Krishna there. Because why they say dear friend Yashoda? My dear friend Yashoda means you have come in a friend's house to see the naughty Govinda, right? Our dear friend Yashoda, your son sometimes comes to our house before the milking of the cows and release the cows. And when the master of the house becomes angry, your son merely smiles. Sometime he devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys assemble, he divided with them, and when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they won't take more, he breaks the pots. Sometime if he gets no opportunity to steal butter or milk from a house, he will be angry at the householder, and for his revenge, he will agitate the small children by pinching them. Then when the children begin cry, Krishna will go away. So Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada's disciples, the narration of Krishna's naughty childhood activities would be presented to Mother Yashoda in the form of complaints. Sometime Krishna would enter the house of a neighbor, and if he founds no one there, he would release the calves before the time for the cows to be milked. The cows are actually supposed to be relieved when their mothers are milked. But Krishna would release them before that time. And naturally the calves would drink all the milk from their mothers. When the coward men saw this, they would chase Krishna and try to catch him, saying, "Here is Krishna doing mischief." But he would flee and enter another house, where he would again devise some means to steal butter and curd. Then the coward man would again try to capture him, saying, "Here is the butter thief, better capture him." And they would be angry. But Krishna would simply smile and they would forget everything. Sometimes in their presence, he would begin eating the curd and butter. There was no need for Krishna to eat butter since his belly was always full, but he would try to eat it, or else he would break the pots and distribute the content to the monkeys. In this way, Krishna was always engaged in mischief making. If in any house he would not find any butter or curd to steal, he would go into the room and agitate the small children sleeping there by pinching them, and when they cried, he would go away. So in this one verse, there are many wonderful pastimes of Krishna. The first line is Vatsan Munchan Kwachid Asamaya, which means he released the calves before the time of milking. But what is the pastime? The pastime is that one gopi was very smart. She kept the pot of butter under her seat and sitting on the seat, and then called Krishna in coward voice, "I heard that you can find the butter anywhere if it is hidden, because you have a special sense of smelling the butter. Can you find out where is my butter? The gopi said like that. Oh, Krishna understood the butter is under the seat of the gopi and sitting on the top. So Krishna asked the coward boys, "Go and release the calves." And when calves were relieved and calves were sucking the udders of the cow, Krishna said, "Oh, gopi, foolish one, see, calves are drinking the milk of the cows." Gopi ran there and Krishna took the butter under the seat and started eating. And when gopi came, "Oh, you are smart, you found the butter." So this is the how he is releasing. It's not every day he's releasing. He's releasing specifically for this leela. And when another meaning, some of our acharya Varasik says, Vatsan Munchan Kovich Asamaya. Another meaning is, Vatsan means devotees. Munchan before Samaya means before they are supposed to be delivered, Krishna delivered them before time. It means the devotees will be easily get Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, even before time. Krishna forget all his sinful activities, whatever it is. So Vatsan means devotees, Munchan means freed, and Asamaya means before their time of liberation, they will be liberated in a Krishna consciousness. Now what is the next leela? Krosha Sanjata Hasa. When he does like that, then the gopis said we become angry. And when we become angry, then he simply smiles. And when he smiles, our anger disappears. So he has a special smile that completely smash our anger, and we can also smile there, and he just run away. The next leela says, Steyan Swati Ati. Steyan means steel. Swati Ati means very special curd, butter and milk which we keep for our husband and for our children separately, not one which is for sale. But we hide that. So he comes and then artha dadhi paya, dadhi and paya. Dadhi means yogurt and paya means milk. And then what he does is kalapita steha yogai. He every time devises a new way, new idea to steal. So one gopi has a wonderful pot of yogurt, nicely prepared. Krishna entered there alone. He started eating yogurt as if he is eating at his home. Gopi said, "What are you doing, Krishna? What are you doing, Krishna?" He said, "Eating yogurt." She said, "It is not your house." "It is my house." No. She looked. The gopi is of the other one. Oh, he said, "What are you saying? What I can eat your yogurt? See, I thought you have become old. So many ants were in your yogurt. I saw this old lady has nobody else, so I was just taking the ants out from the yogurt." I'm not eating. So you are taking ant out. Where are the ants gone? All ants are appear into the hole, disappear into the hole. So, but how is the yogurt on your mouth? I say, oh, Gopi, one ant was going up like that when it reaches, but I was just getting the ant away, and it was very tasty. So Gopi was completely bewildered. He was eating right there. And as you're telling this, such a wonderful story, that Gopi was completely. But still she said, I will not leave you alone. You are eating here and just making me fool. I will hold your hand and take to the Yashoda that you are eating, and I have caught you red-handed. So Gopi hold the hand of the baby Krishna, the son of the Gopi, of the same age. Krishna called him from side. And he told Gopi, my hand is so soft and your whole day taking of the cow dung is so hard. You take my on the other hand. This is penning. So when Gopi released the hand, Krishna gave the hand of the Gopi's son in the hand. And Krishna disappeared and went back to the home. When Gopi now coming there, and some old person was coming, so she was having a wheel. So she was not actually noticing. Yashoda, see, your son was stealing yogurt right there. I found red-handed. It is on his mouth and his hand. Yashoda looked. He said, Gopi, who is there? This is your son, not my son. My God, she looked at his son. And Krishna was right there inside and making Gopi fool. And Gopi actually slapped his son. How did you come here? And then when Gopi was going out, Krishna came out. See, Gopi, this time I gave the hand of your son. Next time you try to catch me and complain to my mother, I will give the hand of your husband. Okay? Then Krishna called the boy. He said, anyway, you got one slave on my behalf. Next house we'll go and steal something. First I will ask you to eat. And you will be the first to inaugurate our booty. Now the next says paya kalpita. Then he is stealing milk. So this is a milk stealing pastime. Krishna enters some gopi's house to steal milk. But Gopi was very smart. She has wonderful bells all around, in the doors, in the windows, even in the rope from which the parts were hanging. So there was bells. The boyfriend told Krishna, wow, Krishna, Gopi is smart. If the bell ring, so she will come and catch us. Okay? Krishna says, anyway, I am calling the presiding deity of the bells. Hey, Ghanta. Hey, Ghanta Dev, please come. So Ghanta Dev arrived there. He said, let the bells tell not to ring at all. Okay? So Krishna started. Well, he could not reach to the milk. He got boys and he just climbed on their shoulder. But still it was high. Then he has a special stick with a very pointed end. And he just broke that part with that pointed end. And all milk was falling on Krishna. And all these bells were thinking, this is Abhishek of Krishna. When Krishna's Abhishek is going on, how can we not ring? This is the time. Only automatically we got a chance. So all the bells started ringing. Well, this is a wonderful time that Krishna's Abhishek is going on. And all the gopas, they were getting milk from the body of the Krishna and drinking. And when the bell rang, all the gopis came from all sides. Now when Gopi came from all sides, our boy said, Krishna, what can we do? He said, do whatever I do. He said, what can we do? He said, drink and get your mouth full of milk like this. Okay? Then what can we do? When Gopi come, just put in their mouth, in their face. Gopi. And they all ran away. So this is called the milker throwing leela, and then they just disappeared from there. And the next pastime is markan bhoksham vibhanti yached nati bhandam vinantam. When Krishna gave the butter, and when the coward boys and everybody is full, then he gave it to the monkeys. And monkeys, when they are full, as it is in the purport, then monkeys, as usual, they say, like Krishna said, oh, this is useless. Even monkeys are not liking. This pot is useless. Also, he used to break the pot. He used to go to the gopi's house and tell, well, we have very nice, wonderful guest came from Ayodhya. Can you give some milk and butter? So gopis used to give, and they used to take and give to the monkeys. Gopi said, they are your guest? Yes. They were with me when we conquered the Ravan. So I did not give anything to them at that time. Now we have a lot, let us feed them nicely. And the last leela I'm just quickly doing is Dravya Alabhya Sagraha Kupito. When you don't find anything in the house, what happened? Once gopi called Krishna. She said, Krishna, this my small baby is crying. I think you are very expert. Can you make her peaceful and sleep? By the time I will churn the butter. Krishna says, yes, I will do it, but what you will pay me? He said, when the butter will be ready, I will give you some butter. He said, yeah, then I can do that. So Krishna was saying, baby, you sleep. When you become little older, I will take you with me for herding the cows. You are my younger friend. And the baby was sleeping. Krishna says, now your baby is sleeping, give me butter. Say, oh, Krishna, today there is no butter, what can I do? Okay, no butter. At least give me curd. Oh, there's some ants in the curd. Oh, give me at least buttermilk. Today buttermilk is very sour, Krishna. Krishna says, okay, then I am your servant, making your baby sleep. So what he do? He goes and pinch the baby. He said, I will not allow the baby to sleep now. You are not giving anything, then I will just pinch the baby. That's it. And then he ran away. So this each small verse, this one verse has so many wonderful pastime actually. In one house, the next verse will be something like that. When they don't find anything in some gopi's house, she was too poor, but it was too clean. And coward says, you said this is my good, nice devotee. She called us here and there's nothing here. Krishna empty. He said, no problem, we can do some other leela. So nice place, pass whatever you have to pass here. So these are the wonderful pastime of baby Krishna. For the Vatsalya, Leela, and this was drowning all the coward gopis in an ocean of bilis. Now we are just finishing this one verse quickly here and going to the today's auspicious day. Okay, Madhvendrapuri appearance. First is Madhvendrapuri appearance. Only few things really always to remember about Madhvendrapuri is that he is our link of the Gaudiya Sampradaya with Madhva Sampradaya. We are called Madhva Gaudiya, the link between Madhva Sampradaya and Gaudiya Sampradaya is Madhvendrapuri path. So this is the most important one thing to remember. That Madhvendrapuri path is our link with the Madhva Sampradaya. And Lakshmi Tirath was his spiritual master. That is his spiritual master was Lakshmi Tirath. And the most important thing next to remember about Madhvendrapuri is Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu and Raghupati Upadhyaya and some other Ishwarpuri Paramananda Puri, they were all disciple of Madhavendra Puri Pad. And therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a grand disciple of Madhavendra Puri through Ishwar Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have a high respect and regard for all those who were the God brothers for his spiritual master. The third thing about the Madhavendra Puri to always remember is he is the one who started the love of Radha and Krishna. The Radha Krishna Prema, he is the personification of that, is the seed of the Radha Krishna Prema. So Madhavendra Puri was doing also the pilgrimage. And in this part of the North India, he met Nityananda Prabhu. When they both met together, they were in ecstasy and they were embracing one another and crying. And the all associate of Madhavendra Puri was surprised. And they traveled for some time together. Then Madhavendra Puri started for the Ayodhya side and Nityananda Prabhu went towards the Rameshwar side. They separated after a while. So the other thing we have to remember about Madhavendra Puri, that he did the pilgrimage of holy places. And when Nityananda met Madhavendra Puri, he said, now my pilgrimage is complete. I made a wonderful Krishna Premi Bhakta. And today is my pilgrimage complete. It means when we go to pilgrimage, it is most important that we meet some saintly person and have a Krishna Katha. And they have a Krishna Katha all through those days they were together. The most important other thing about Madhavendra Puri is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was glorifying the glories of Madhavendra Puri at Ramuna to Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit and Mukunda, those who were accompanying him. So this is such a nice and wonderful devotee that even Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gaura Hari, Gaura Govind, was glorifying him. And this is a very common, everybody knows this pastime, that at Govinda Kunda, personally, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Nanda Nandan, a coward boy, Gopavesha Dhara, Venukara, the flute in the hand, in a costume of a coward boy, Nitya Kishore Natwar, a youthful of less than 15 years, and coming as a dancing, came with a coward stick and brought the pot of milk for Madhavendra Puri. So Krishna loves to serve his devotees. He's looking for the opportunity. And after that milk, he said, I'll come and collect the pot afterwards. But then Madhavendra Puri was in ecstasy and he saw in the dream same boy. He said, I'm waiting for getting service from you. So I'm hidden right here by the pujari because of the fear of the invaders, Muslims. Please bring me out and I want you to serve me. So this is the first dream. And then he got that Gopal deity, which is now worshipped in Nath Dwara as Nathji Gopalji. Then he had a big Annakoot festival. The whole Brij Mandal was fed. And then he made a temple on the top of the hill, Govardhan Hill. And there was a big Abhishek of Gopalji. And then he initiated some Brahmins, Brijbasi, to continue worship of Gopal. And then Gopal appeared in the dream again. It's too hot, please, I need a Malaya Chandan. And this is the second dream. So Madhavendra Puri walked all the way from Govardhan through Bengal, Navadeep, to Ramuna, where Gopinath has stolen a Amrit Keli for Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri used that pot in which there was Amrit Keli, and he used to take a piece of the pot every day, and honoring that, not throwing that pot. And that Gopinath is now commonly known after Madhavendra Puri's special desire fulfilled and become Gopinath, Kirchor Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri, when got here, then he disappeared from there immediately. That people will come tomorrow and praise me. I don't want really that for me, Gopinath has stolen sweet rice. It's a wonderful thing to learn. The devotees are humble. They never want themselves to be glorified. But he reached to the Jagannath Puri, and then this message reached there. This news reached there. And even the king was surprised how the deity can steal a Amrit Keli for. So everybody was saying, it is for you. He said, yes. When there was a need for service, then he said, yes. I wanted to taste that to offer to my Gopal, because it was very wonderful. But my Gopal has told me to get a sandalwood and camphor. And then king arranged all that. A required amount of the sandalwood and the camphor, and then arranged somebody to carry with him, and also gave the pass to cross the borders. But when he reached to the Gopinath, again third time Gopalji came in a dream. He said, there's no difference between Gopinath and Gopal. You apply the sandalwood to the Gopinath, I will be cooled. So the another teaching from this is that we should never discriminate between the deities. Krishna is one. So serving one, all are satisfied. So Madhavendra Puri, but then he stayed at Remuna. And then he entered into the Nitya Leela in Remuna, and his samadhi is right there in the Remuna right now. So Remuna is a very, very auspicious place where Gopinath is there. This deity is personally carved by Lord Ramachandra by his own arrow and told Sita that I will appear in this form in the next millennium. So this deity is very special. There's a Madhavendra Puri Path Samadhi right there. And next most important thing is in Remuna for our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Acharya Baladev Vidyabhushan has his residence there. And just 1.5 kilometers from there, or 2 kilometers from the Remuna, is the first and Adi commentator of Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami's place. So Remuna has these four most important, like a dham: Baladev Vidyabhushan, Sridhar Swami, Madhavendra Puri, three great stalwart Rasik Bhakta, and Gopinath himself. And this Gopinath deity is so special that all the gopas and gopis and cows, everything is in that, carved in that particular one piece of the black marble. Now, this is about the something to remember about Madhavendra Puri. Next is Parameshwari Das Thakur's disappearance. Out of the 12 Gopa means coward boyfriends of Krishna, Parameshwari Das is Arjun Sakha of Vrindavan. And Parameshwari Das were very much attached to Nityananda. So Nityananda and Parameshwari Das are always together, and when they are together, there are other all 12 Gopas there in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is Arjun Gopa, and this Parameshwari Das was closely associated with family of physician. He appeared in family of physician, means those who were Vaidya. In a Vaidya family in Shripata, Attapur, this is Attapur place, Attapur, which is not from the Howrah. From Howrah means from Calcutta, you go from Howrah. It's not far away place, Attapur. where Parameshwari Thakur appears, and Radha Govind Devji is there, and this Parameshwari Thakur has some wonderful pastime. Jahanva Mataji, he came with Jahanva Mataji. Parameshwari Thakur went with Jahanva Mataji to Kheturi also. Jahanva Mataji sent Parameshwari Thakur to take the Radharani's deity to be placed with Gopinath here, the Gopinath ji. So Parameshwari Thakur, because he was too attached to Nityananda, then he was serving also Jahanva Mataji. And Nityananda Jeevana Parameshwara Das Jahara Vigra Nityananda Vilas. So Parameshwari Thakur Jeevana Nityananda Jeevan is a life of Nityananda. And through his body Nityananda is doing pastimes. This is the Parameshwari Das is the life of Lord Nityananda. And his form is the place of his pastime. Krishna Das and Parameshwari Das, being in the mood of coward boys, are always raising commotion. Jahanva Mata attended Kheturi, he went with her. And then Jahanva Mata sent him with the deity of there's another Sankirtan festival near to the Sripatam. And there was another coward boy. His name was Kamalakar Piplai. He was also one of the 12 gopas. So in that Sankirtan, where the deities of Jagannath is there, Parameshwari Das was present in that Sankirtan, and they have ecstatic kirtan. And somebody going from outside, there was a dead fox, they threw on the Sankirtan party. So everybody said, dead fox. But Parameshwari Das looked at the fox. It came in a Sankirtan. And fox came back to life and started running out. And those people who threw, they disappeared from there. So even the dead fox, that's the pastime of Parameshwari Das. So this is one of the gopa, 12 gopas. Deity of Radharani, accompanied deity of Radharani given by Jahanva Mataji came. Here it says Govind Devi, actually it was for Gopinath. Govind Devi's deity sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Gopinath's deity was sent by Jahanva Mataji. And then he used to have one special sign. That sign is called Khunti. This Khunti is like in front of Sankirtan, they have a sign given by a Qazi that there is no objection on Sankirtan. So he used to carry that symbol of Khunti, which is right now where is his Samadhi. Khunti is there, and then Khunti is worship actually as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representation for Sankirtan performance. That is called Khunti. Now we have another one, wonderful. Third one is Sri Radharaman's appearance. Now for appearance of Radharaman, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed 4 months at Sri Rangam. And when he was doing Kirtan there, Gopal Bhatt's father, Venkat Bhatt, was really very much enlivened by that, and he invited at home for prasad. And Venkat Bhatt has 2 brothers, and one of the brothers is Prabodhanand Saraswati. The brother of Venkat is Prabodhanand Saraswati. And the small Gopal at that time was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After 4 months, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was departing, Gopal was crying. And when Gopal was crying, Mahaprabhu stayed a couple more days there to really give counsel to Gopal Bhatt. And then he told Gopal, as long your mother and father, they are great devotee, they are alive, you serve them, then you come to Vrindavan. And for Gopal Bhatt, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa and Sanatan that he will come there. And he initiated Gopal Bhatt, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left from there. When time came, his mother and father, they entered into the eternal pastime. Then Gopal Bhatt just moved from there and came to Vrindavan. And the Rupa and Sanatan received them as their dear brother. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami was staying here. He was feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was the one who was reciting Bhagavat in different mellows wonderfully. And all the Goswami used to hear from them. When he was feeling separation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu appeared in the dream and he said, well, okay, you go to the Gandaki River. So he went to the Gandaki River in Nepal, and when he was taking bath, in his water pot came 12 Salangram Shilas. He emptied it. Again they came. Again he emptied. So third time when came, then he said, okay, I will take them. So he brought these Shilas here. And then he was living with all these other Goswamis very nicely. He was very learned in all the scripture. He has written so many books about the worship of Panchratra. He was very much expert in Panchratra. And Hari Bhakti Vilas, which Sanatana Goswami has compiled, he has named in the Gopal Bhatt's name, because he's a Brahman from the Sri Rangam. His writing will be more appreciated and accepted. So he gave that. So one day some very rich person came in Vrindavan. He got the nice jewelry and cloth and he gave to the Gopal Bhatt. Gopal Bhatt said, what can I do with Salangram? How can I decorate? You give to some other temple. He said, no, you'd keep it. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami kept all those with the 12 silas. He put a piece on that. And this was the Narsingha Chaturdashi day. And in the night he was praying to Narsingha Dev. You satyam vidhatum nij bharte bhashitum. This verse is now can be applied today to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Yeah. Gopal Bhatt Goswami said, Narsingha Dev, you have fulfilled the desire of your devotees. What can I do? Somebody has given me nice jewelry and cloth. And I don't have your beautiful form to decorate. And then he slept for a while. In the morning he went to take bath in Yamuna. When he came back, and he was going to his Salangram, and he wanted to open the Salangram, the Damodar Salangram Sila all of a sudden has become Sri Banga Lalita Sri Krishna. A three places banded. Wonderful. Even with the nail and the teeth. And he, Gopal Bhatt Goswami just flattened from offering obeisance with ecstasy and crying. He nicely decorated the deity with the paraphernalia given by that rich man. And then he called the Goswamis. Goswamis came and they were in jubilant and they said, this is Radharaman. And they gave the name Radharaman. Though there is a Radharani, is just a word Radha written to the left side of Radharamanji. So today's appearance of Damodar Sila converted into Radharaman. Three presiding deities for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. They are Gaudiya Vaishnavas Prana. So Madan Mohan's deity's lotus feet is exactly like Krishna. Gopinath's Vakshisthal, which means chest, where there's another band, is exactly like Krishna. And Govindevji's beautiful, smiling, moon-like face is exactly like Krishna. Therefore, it is said that in one day, you see the Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath, this is a complete darshan of Krishna. But this Radharaman has all three in one. His lotus feet is like Madan Mohan, his chest is like Gopinath, and his wonderful face is like Govindevji, all in one. And today they have a wonderful abhishek of Radharamanji with 500 liters of milk. And they have a wonderful water shower everywhere in a hot season. So today is the appearance day of Radharamanji. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami, once he went to the Haridwar, when on the coming back in a village near to the present Saranpur, he stayed at some Brahman's house. Brahman has no children, so he blessed them that you will have son. 10 years after that, Gopal Bhatt Goswami coming back from the Yamuna after taking bath, he found 10-year boy sitting there. He asked there, "Who are you?" He said, "My father is from near to the Saranpur. He sent me in your service." So he came there as a Sevite. But this person, I think his name was Govind, he became Brahmachari. He remained Brahmachari. He became the Pujari for Radha Raman. He has another brother. He was married. He stayed there. And that another brother who was Grastha, he has three brothers. And from there, all the Sevites of the Radha Raman, they are coming from that disciple of, I think his name was Gopinath. If you want, I can find out exactly name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Haridwar, okay, Haridwar. Then after 10 years, Gopal Bhatt Goswami inquired from him. He said, "I am from Devandya Gram, which is near to Saranpur. My name is Gopinath." So he was Gopinath Pujari. And this Gopinath Pujari remained Brahmachari. Then he has a brother, Damodar Das. So the Damodar Das, he has three sons, Harinath, Mathuranath, and Hariram. And all these Sevite of Radha Raman are the descendant from this lineage of Damodar Das. Mahaprabhu personally sent Gopal Bhatt Goswami one wooden choki for sitting, one wooden plank, and his bahir vastar, means outer cloth. So they are still worshipped in Radha Raman temple, which was sent personally by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are still there. Now we have the one more acharya to complete. Well, very quickly, but this is, today it's called Krishna Phool Dol Salil Vihar. It means the two heart and Krishna and Radha, they are brought in a small pond. And here the story is, our Radha Shyam Sundar is in this pond today. This story written here is like that. So, now we are going to the appearance of Srinivas Acharya. Well, his father was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came to the Katwa when Mahaprabhu was getting sannyas. And he was crying there. They could not bear to see Mahaprabhu's curly, wonderful haircut. Then with his wife, he came to Jagannath Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that they have a desire to have a child. He said, "All right, you will have it." He told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told it to his assistant that they have come with a desire, so definitely they will get a great devotee. He said his name should be given Srinivas. So, this both mother and father, the Chaitanya Das and some other name, Padma Das, is something there. If you want, I can read this. But the main point is, when he was born there, when he was taken care nicely, then Narhari Thakur, which was nearby, was instructing his spiritual master. And he became devotee and he wanted to go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But before going to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to see some associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu where only Vishnu Priya was there. And there some two servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. They took care of him. And then he saw Vishnu Priya was so austere, taking one rice grain and chanting the whole mantra, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare." Then keeping the one rice apart. Then in the day, by the end of the day, as many rice she chanted holy name, she used to cook and eat that only. So Srinivas was very much actually enlivened to see her dedication and devotion. Then when he was about to reach to the Puri, he got the news that already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has entered in Tota Gopinath and he has close his pastime on the earth. He was crying. And then he went to the Tota Gopinath temple where Gadadhar Pandit was there. Gadadhar said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told me to teach you Bhagavatam. But what can I do? My one copy of Bhagavatam, in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the tears are rolling down and all the words are completely wiped out. How can I teach you? Then he said, Narahari's, he wrote the message to Narahari's Thakur that I need another copy of Bhagavatam. And he said, Srinivas, he sent Srinivas, go and bring that copy. I will teach you. So Srinivas on the way also visited associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he reached to Narahari Thakur. From his guru, he got a copy. He rushed back, but it became too late. Gadadhar Pandit also entered into the eternal pastime. So eternal, his own pastime. The Radharani went back with Krishna. Srinivas was devastated. What can I do? The one who I wanted to meet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I did not. I came to see the Gadadhar to learn from him Bhagavatam. He left. He came to Narahari Thakur. They said, okay. Jahanva Mataji told him that go to the Vrindavan. Go quickly to Vrindavan. Rupa and Sanatana are, Mahaprabhu wrote to them that Srinivas will come and they will take care of you. Jahanva Mataji told her, she told the Srinivas Thakur, Acharya, go there. But Srinivas Thakur then again visiting all the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their names are there. He went to all places of all those people. And then again Narahari Thakur said, you go immediately to Vrindavan. Jahanva Mataji wanted to go. Then he walked all the way from there to Vrindavan. When he reached Mathura, he received the news Sanatana Goswami always departed a couple months back. Rupa Goswami also departed. So he was completely devastated. He said, I missed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting. I missed Gadadhar learning from Bhagavatam. Now I miss the Rupa and Sanatana. So this is called Vipralamba Bhav, increasing more love. And then he came to the Govindev temple of Rupa Goswami. He was paying obeisance. At that time Jiva Goswami was with his associate. He came there, he recognized, asked him who he is. He introduced himself. He said, Rupa and Sanatana Goswami has told me to take care of you. So they took care of him. And then he learned Bhagavatam from Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And he became devotee, initiated disciple of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So Srinivas Thakur is an initiated disciple of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. But Gopal Bhatt Goswami said, you learn under Jiva Goswami. And 1 year before Srinivas came to Vrindavan, Narottam Das Thakur was already a student of Jiva Goswami. And he was initiated by Loknath Goswami. So now they are two friends together. Then came the third one, Dukhi Krishnadas, Hirdaya Chaitanya's disciple, who afterward was known as Shyamanand. So these are the three Prabhus. This is the second generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First generation is six Goswamis. The second generation is three Prabhus. This is our line. Now one day, Jiva Goswami called all three, made a Srinivas Acharya leader of the team. And he said, now, Jahanva Mataji wanted that all the literature of Goswamis has to go to the Bengal, Odisha for the preaching purpose. So this is the first Sankirtan party, started from Vrindavan. And this is started from the Radha Damodar temple. Jiva Goswami's temple, Radha Damodar. So Radha Damodar is presiding duty of Sankirtan. And Prabhupada stayed there and his Sankirtan started from Radha Damodar. So this Radha Damodar is Sankirtan duty. So then one rich man who was disciple of Jiva Goswami from Mathura, he gave a beautiful bullock cart, four bulls and eight persons as a guard. So eight those, three these. They are 11 and two bullock cart drivers. So 15 together. They started the Sankirtan party from here till Agra, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatt, they all Goswamis and all the those from Vrindavan, they walked all the way till Agra with them because they never wanted to separate from them. But after Agra, they came back and they started on their own alone. After couple weeks journey, they entered into the near Bengal, Vishnupur area. Now they thought, we had already reached Bengal. They were sleeping peacefully. But the Bir Brahm, a king of that Vishnupur, he has some dacoit with them, and they used to always have a robbery on a highway. And they had a priest who was telling that the person coming with a big chest, it has the jewel which is a, you cannot make the value of that jewel that is there. So some almost 150 dacoit were following these 15 people. But all the time they are saying they are surrounded in a village somewhere. But when they were living alone and they were sleeping peacefully in the night, the chest was stolen by the dacoits. Next morning when they got up, there was nothing there. Srinivas said, anyway, I will get the books back. You go and start preaching. So the Narottam Das started for Kheturi and Shamananda started for his preaching to the Odisha, and Srinivas stayed there, Vishnupur, with one Brahman. He became a friend. Brahman asked him, there's a Bhagavatam every day. This Vyasa Acharya is speaking Bhagavatam to the king, and king hears the Bhagavatam. He said, let us go there. He went there. Srinivas heard Bhagavatam. He said, there's no Krishna, actually. There's no Acharya commentaries. After a couple days, one day he spoke. When the Ras Leela was spoken, he said, this is not the way, this is not the Acharya commentary of the previous Acharyas. Then this reciter of the royal court became upset. And king said, he's saying something, why don't you answer him? He said, let him speak. Then Srinivas Thakur, when he started speaking Bhagavatam with the authentic commentaries of the Goswamis, everybody was in tears. And every day then he was reciting. And the king opened that chest on that day. He said, there must be a valuable thing inside. But then he opened the side, he saw the sign of Rupa Goswami. He saw the books. He said, I have done some really sinful activity. So in the night, he had a dream. Some golden personality appeared. He said, don't worry, I will get all these back. So he was waiting for that. One day king came to the Srinivas Acharya, that you please accept me as disciple. My kingdom is yours. And then Srinivas Acharya said, anyway, well, actually I am a visitor coming from Vrindavan. We have a wonderful books of our Acharya, and we were supposed to take them. We lost in your kingdom. I am here to finding it. King was crying. He said, I am that person, wretched, who has actually arranged to steal. These are your books. And then you accept me as your disciple. And then the one Vyasa Acharya who was reciting Bhagavatam become the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. And his most famous disciple is Kaviraj. Which Kaviraj? Ramachandra Kaviraj. Narottam Das wanted his association. Ramachandra Kaviraj and his brother Govind Kaviraj, they are the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. Then when he came back to his mother in Jajipur and then went to the Narari Sarkar, he said, your mother feels that you should marry because the old lady wants you to marry. So Srinivas Acharya married then a Brahman's daughter. It's a Gopal Brahman, some daughters. He married that daughter. Then three daughters were born and the three sons born and died. Srinivas Acharya married second time. Why he married second time? They said, because there was no son. So then he got a son from a second wife. So Srinivas Acharya was present in the Kheturi in an appearance in the Gaur Purnima festival, first time inaugurated by Narottam Das Thakur, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates appeared. So today is the appearance day of that great Acharya Srinivas Acharya. This title was given by Jipa Goswami. Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur Mahasya, and Shyamanand. And then they departed for Sankirtan. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Somehow we covered everything in a very short and sweet, small portion of the past times. Thank you very much. Anybody has question or comment? Thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srivas Acharya ki jai, Madhundar Puri Pad ki jai, Goswami Radha Raman ki jai, Parmeshwar Das Thakur ki jai.